This poem is called Arch of Hysteria, or The Spider Mother Becomes a Woman. And it's a somewhat ekphrastic poem. It's written in conversation with one of my favorite artists, which is Louise Bourgeois. And in Bourgeois's art, her entire life, there's a figure of the spider. And Bourgeois herself had a very significant relationship with her own mother. And so this poem opens with an epigram from Bourgeois, which is this: I have been to hell and back, and let me tell you, it was wonderful. Arch of Hysteria, or The Spider Mother Becomes a Woman. I want my web to hold. I want to repair what I have made. I was not given the gold hive. In me seethes the silk of invisible worlds. Spinning my hairline body within emptiness, I project our unwoven path. I dangle above the filaments of what the body must eat, must make. Each morning, my life reels from unclear lines of mud, plaster. Love is whatever you think you can carry from your childhood without breaking your heart. There's a silent prayer that matters to this girl, to that mother, to all of my daughters who are at work. The wind blows us against each day. We birth a word or silence. We snap threads impatiently with our teeth. Pleasure sends us in and out of silken traps we make, then abandon. Ensnared by the fatigue of our masters, shamed by the duel of Athena and Arachne, we ignore our myths. We work to feed our victories. Our sex clings to the map of the web, the sperm set upon gossamer threads, until we are prepared. We who do not touch, but only open. We whose children don't remember what it took for us to free ourselves. Wingless and certain, we fly. I am ether by the time you find a trace of me. The gift of my legs spread intricately from post to beam to corner. Your cells, upon closer inspection, resemble my descendants. Cast me into love or flames, but do not leave me alone in your house. It will only take me moments to haunt the body you have orphaned, that clot you call a soul. I make my way out of the socket of your eye where you once held me in horror and awe. We crawl together along the tripwire of my hungers to the center of what I have done to feed myself, my children. Thank you.